Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm Patrick Garrett, in for David Gustina. Joining us now is WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok. Good morning.
Good morning, Patrick. Always great to see you here. I know that you come in early, but this is just a little earlier than usual.
It's the fourth Super Tuesday race, and a bunch of northeastern states are up for grabs. In our extended region, we have Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. Other states having primaries are Delaware and Maryland. Recently, Republican presidential candidate John Kasich has called off two planned events for Tuesday in Indiana after his agreement to stand aside for Ted Cruz in the state. Ted Cruz has also agreed to stand aside in Oregon and New Mexico. It's all an effort in order to deny frontrunner Donald Trump delegates in those states.
Patrick, it's fascinating. It's already all coming apart. These two guys, Kasich and Cruz, who obviously don't get along with each other, have made this agreement because if they can do this and if they can deliver Indiana to Cruz, what will happen then is that Trump will be denied those extra votes that would put him over what he needs to get the nomination. And, of course, a lot of Republican voters who voted in the primaries and who voted for Trump aren't liking this. They see these machinations as somewhat Shakespearean. Maybe back to Macbeth, which we are celebrating the Bard's 400th this day, I believe, or week. So it is a chicanery in the minds of many Trump voters, and they don't like it. And the other people who don't like it are the participants themselves who are fighting with each other, so that it looks like this deal has come apart. I mean, it's a lot of chutzpah to be able to say that we have decided between us that the voters in Indiana won't have the choice here. Now, if I'm a voter of Trump, voter or a Cruz voter or a Kasich voter, I'm very angry about this because I'm saying these guys are playing with my franchise. So I think that they have really bitten off a bit more in their desperation than they can chew.
In the same vein of election news, a subject many of our listeners care about and has been a recent discussion of many media outlets is the issue of voter disenfranchisement. A federal judge yesterday upheld GOP-backed changes to election rules, including a voter ID provision in North Carolina.
Let's remember, Patrick, that along came the Supreme Court, and they threw out a law in which allowed the Justice Department to look at the historic southern states which had discriminated. Look, these laws which say you, in order to vote, you have to have an ID, you have to come... You can't register on the same day. You can't do all those things. These laws are aimed at the Democrats and at the people who have been previously disenfranchised, the poor, and those people who have trouble getting this all together. The courts for years have been saying what Felix Frankfurter said, you know, the legislature has this job. And now that the Supreme Court has thrown out this rule that the Justice Department has to approve legislation like this, you know, the sky's the limit as far as they're concerned in order to fix the game so that they can win. That's what's going on here. It's disgraceful, but it's predictable.
Well, meanwhile, more than 50 opponents of North Carolina's new law curtailing protections for LGBT people have been arrested after rallying outside a legislative building down there.
You know, you're right about that, Patrick. The huge turnout of pro-LGBT folks has really rocked the Capitol. You have a few people who are in favor of this law, the famous bathroom law, but in fact, it is yet another problem for North Carolina. It's a beautiful state. I love it. I've been there recently for the inauguration of Mary Grant, former head of the Mass College of Liberal Arts, and she is now the head of the University of North Carolina at Asheville. It's a beautiful state. The problem is that they're making a series of political decisions that have gotten them into a lot of trouble, including the loss in 1 month of $500 million of revenue. So that's really an extraordinary comeuppance for them, and the pressure is really on to revise the onerous House Bill number 2, which has gotten them into all of this trouble.
Thanks for joining us this morning, Alan.
Patrick, and thank you for being here and for picking up this difficult job that David has every morning. Appreciate it.